Hello and welcome to the Bullshit Games Podcast. I am your host, Chase. Quinn isn't here with me today, but that's all right. We're going to be going over Super Mario 64 on the DS and its five major changes to the one that came out on the Nintendo 64. You can get in touch with me at BS Games Podcast on Twitter. Send me a tweet. Send me your opinions after this episode. Tell me it's bullshit. Tell me it's not. Whatever you think. All right, let's jump right into it. So to give you a little bit of a breakdown of what Super Mario 64 is, if you've never heard of this, which means you've been living under a rock, Super Mario 64 came out on Nintendo 64 way back in 1996 and was later released for the Nintendo DS in 2004 as a remake. So basically, this is the simple story, is that you're Mario and you need to find Princess Peach, the usual, who has been captured by Bowser, even more usual. And then you go on a journey to collect stars by jumping into paintings that are portals to other worlds, and then you complete tasks that are given basically as hints through its text name. So, like, if you need to race against the Koopa troop, it'll be like, race to the top, and then that is your hint to realize that you have to race against the Koopa. Or other names, or Bob-omb's Revenge, where you have to fight him again. You know, this is the first level, so it's usually a really easy level besides that. And, you know, they're very memorable, at least from when I originally played it. Okay, so let's go into the top rankings. So this isn't in any particular order. It's just the five that I saw. So number one, it's the graphical overhaul. So this game is a remake, and the funny part is I didn't realize it was a remake until after I kind of started looking into the differences in this game compared to the one on the 64. Because when you play this, it doesn't have that great of graphics, really. It doesn't feel that different. But then you go and look at the original game, and then you compare it to this one, and you see the color palette is quite different. This DS game has a vast amount of colors that weren't in the original game. Although I do see sometimes, like, when you see the ground, there's a little bit more black spots that are in the original game that kind of, like, I'd say make it look different from the walls and stuff like that. In this one, like, if you go into the, I guess you can call it the red carpet room, where you, like, slide down the all the way to find the next star. It's like a kind of like a mini race almost. You'll see that color is just straight red, like a red carpet, and then the other one had like this spotty color to it. More specifically, besides that stuff, is like Bowser looks very different. The Koopa looks very different. Bowser looks like the one that you see him in many advertisements and other things today. You know, it's like the big thing I remember is in the original one, he had a very bulbous head, like a very much a turtle-ish head. And this one, he really looks like how he does in, like, let's say Smash Brothers or some other games. You'll see that the Koopas have, like, their eyes fixed. Like, in the original one, they were very poorly drawn, I guess you could say, or, like, the way that they were doing the polygons weren't very well. This one looks like they actually have eyes. So they really did a lot of, like, touches that you don't see until you actually look at the Koopa original and the Koopa new, or the Bowser original and then the Bowser new. And then one thing I thought was really funny, which I'll get into, which is my number two, but the mustaches are a lot better. They really talked about it a lot, which is my number two, more text. So you get a lot of conversations, different ones, between either A, you playing as Mario, or the other characters, which I'll talk about later, where you'll talk to the boss and he'll say, oh, I can't fight you unless you're this person. Or they'll talk about their mustache and how much better it looks, which is pretty funny. I don't remember any of that in the original game. And so you'll get these a lot more text messages where like you'll know more what to do. There's more signposts to tell you. So they actually really made it a lot more friendly, essentially, for people to play. Because the original, it's kind of like throws you in there and you're like, good luck with that. So that comes to the next one, which is number 3, more playable characters. So you actually started as Yoshi rather than Mario, Luigi, and Wario, which are the new playable characters. So you used to start with Mario in the Super Mario 64 game. So you play as Yoshi now, and which is interesting because I believe Yoshi was like a secret thing in the original one on top of the castle that you go into to fight Bowser and these other monsters. And I believe that there's a cutscene in the beginning where you are seeing Yoshi on top of it, and you see Mario, Wario, and Luigi coming out of a pipe, and then they're going to go save the princess, and then you see Yoshi sleeping, and then he wakes up, and then you become him, and then you play as Yoshi in the beginning of the game and go through it. So what's interesting about them is that they all have their own special abilities, and like Yoshi gets to use his tongue and has a long jump, kind of like how you see in the original Smash Brothers games, like Melee or actually just any of them really. And then Luigi can jump really high, so he'll do this thing where like if he crouches and then he does a backflip, he'll jump like twice as high as Mario and will do like a spin move. So that's pretty cool that he has a lot of moves that like it kind of makes sense, like he's the taller older brother, so he has a long jump. And then you got Mario, which basically has the same move sets as before, where he can just essentially just kick. But that's necessary for a lot of battles in the game that Yoshi can't do. And then finally you got Wario, who is slow, but can break specialized bricks throughout the game, which is very important, because I'm going to get into this next part where you have to use certain characters in order to beat the game. And which number 4 is they have exclusive character usage. So before, you did everything with Mario. So Mario was the guy that helped you collect all the stars in order to beat the game. In this one now, you'll actually have certain levels where they are the same level from Super Mario 64, but they restyled it so that you have to do it with a particular character. So that's why I was talking about the specialized bricks earlier. Those were not in the original game. You have to now use Wario in order to do that, in order to beat the game. And then they also have these new special abilities in order to beat the game. Like Wario would get this special power where he can turn into metal and then he can walk in the water. That was in the original Super Mario 64 game, but they now made it Wario's power. So you can see kind of like they took a lot of the old things in Super Mario 64 and just kind of redid it with new characters. They also had it where you had to play as Luigi, and there was like the ghost room where he was the only one who would be able to, I believe, jump high enough in order to get the last star in it. Things like that in order to add these new type of character usages in the game. Finally, the last thing that I saw was the mini games. Now, I literally just went back to play this because I forgot that there was this whole thing about playing the mini games. So it wasn't in the original. What they did was they added a new door for like 8 stars or something like that. And you would go into it after collecting 8 stars, and you would be able to unlock the mini games where you collect it by hunting down bunnies. So there were these like bunnies in the game that you can catch, and I think they used to give you stars. Now they give you mini games that you can play, like these keys, in order to unlock the games. And so I went and played about 6 of them. A lot of them weren't really fun. They were very easy for the most part. There was one that was like about sounds, and I couldn't figure out how to sound match because there weren't any other sounds playing, and I don't know how to match with that in mind. It didn't make sense. There was like not so great of ones where you would have to find all the booze. So you'd have to like kind of rub, like it's like an Etch-a-Sketch thing where you use your stylus to remove the sand and then you would find the booze in a certain amount of time. One of the fun ones I did like though, it was known as the Toy Box Shuffle, whereas you had to find Yoshi under the box, and like there's three boxes. And it's kind of like that gambling game that you would play where the guy would move a ball that was inside one of the cups and he would move it around, and then you would try to find the cup where the ball was in it. And so it was that kind of game, but they added a little bit more spice to it where they would add multiple Yoshis, and so then you would have to find the particular one with that color. So it's really hard to keep track of, so it's actually challenging and really fun. So those were my top five major changes to this game. I hope you enjoyed it. Once again, you can send a tweet on Twitter at BS Games Podcast, where you can share your opinions. Maybe you have some other major changes, or maybe you want to tell me about how you liked it, whether or not you didn't like the game. Maybe they should have made more changes to this remake. You know, that would be great. Or you can even leave us a review. That really helps this podcast as it grows, and hopefully as I try and get better at speaking, right? So guys, I'll talk to you guys later.